Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. So Images and Toronto Jewish Film Festival continue on through this weekend with Hot Docs just around the corner. This week, I'm looking at movies about people traveling to exotic lands. There's a screwball comedy from Germany about an actor who escapes the Nazis only to find himself in the heart of Stalin's Moscow. A French animated film about a group of travelers from Algiers searching for a lost city. And an American romance about a woman from Paris looking for love in America. Hotel Lux, directed by Leander Hausmann. It's Berlin in the 1930s. The comedy team Zeisig and Meyer, played by Michael Herbig and Jürgen Vogel, work at a successful Berlin cabaret playing Stalin and Hitler. That's the characters. But their livelihood is threatened to come apart when the Nazis come to power and political satire is no longer tolerated. So an undercover Dutch communist, Frida, suddenly appears. And Zeisig, a notorious Lothario, is smitten. Meyer goes into hiding, but Zeisig sees no reason to run, but eventually he has to get out of there. He flees to Berlin with fake papers and the name of a Moscow landmark, the Hotel Lux. Outside, it's a stately building with a spinning red star on the roof. Inside, it's a rat-infested heap. And what he doesn't know, what he doesn't realize, is it's also the epicenter of Stalinism, a hotel filled with hardcore German communists in exile. Every conversation is bugged. People are constantly dragged out of the rooms by a diminutive NKVD agent, that's a future KGB, and accused of the worst possible crime, Trotskyism. And due to a series of strange coincidences and mistaken identities, Zeisig finds himself in meetings with Stalin himself. And his old friends Meyer and Frida both end up in the Hotel Lux with him. So how will Zeisig get out of this mess? Will he be able to influence Stalin's decision? Will his true identity be discovered and him sent to Siberia or executed? And will Frida ever like him? Like the Austrian comedy set in the same era, My Best Enemy, from a couple years ago, this movie doesn't have any grave meanings or deep philosophy to impart. Rather, it's just a fantasy set in the troubled 30s, using that period as a backdrop. Hotel Lux is just a cute, old-fashioned screwball comedy with its politics filtered through the eyes of current post-reunification Germany. The Rabbi's Cat, directed by Antoine Delevaux and Joan Safar, based on his graphic novels. So for this movie, it's 1920s in Algiers, part of the North African colony annexed by France. It's inhabited by Arabic-speaking Muslims and Jews and their French-speaking rulers. So Rabbi Safar lives with his beautiful but fiery daughter Zlabia, but their normal life is interrupted by some strange happenings. His cat suddenly starts to speak, and he wants to have religious debates. Then the dead body of a blonde Russian man appears in a wooden crate of prayer books sent from Europe. And a cousin who travels with a huge lion comes for a visit to Algiers. The rabbi Safar, accompanied by a Muslim sheikh, also named Safar, a Chagall-like artist and an aristocratic white Russian, the group of them all set off on a road journey in a Citroën. They're on a quest through Northeast Africa to find an ancient hidden city, a sort of an African Jerusalem, the legendary land of giant black African Jews. On their journey, they encounter nomads and Belgian colonists in the form of a pink-skinned Tintin in a pith helmet, and pick up new members to join their group on the way. Joan Safar is a great contemporary French cartoonist who creates fantastical imaginary worlds. This is the first animated version of his work I've seen, and it stays true to his comics. This is a great movie. To the Wonder, directed by Terrence Malick. Marina, played by Olga Kurylenko, a single mother, meets Neil, played by Ben Affleck, an American tourist who is visiting France. They fall in love in scenic spots, and their love affair is extended when he invites her and her daughter to follow him back to America. Ah, America, calm, rich, honest, she thinks as she pirouettes around her new Oklahoma backyard. Her whispered thoughts are an ongoing narration to her new life. Ah, l'amour, l'amour, she whispers, turning another pirouette. Je t'aime. Her life is an avalanche of tenderness. Neil doesn't speak. He just nods or grunts and goes out to check an oil pump, and every once in a while, a Catholic priest pops up and acts depressed as he helps the poor in the same town. Okay, just so you know, I was describing a typical scene, but the whole movie is like that. It's like a 2-hour-long movie trailer, an endless montage of a bumpy relationship in an Oklahoma suburb with a non-stop voiceover of the most painful poetry, the most awful, awful French doggerel ever inflicted on my ears in one dose, 2 hours of this. I kind of like Terrence Malick's Tree of Life from 2 years ago. He supposedly spent a decade making that one. But this one is just the worst piece of crap. Avoid this movie unless you're looking for 2 hours of pointless, superficial Hallmark greeting cards, perfume ads, montages, stuff like that. Awful. So To the Wonder opens today. Check your local listings. And The Rabbi's Cat and Hotel Lux are both playing this weekend. Go to tjff.ca for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.